It seems that suffering in lives of many people, my own included, comes from feeling unworthy or unlovable. Would you have any thought on why do so many people feel that way, and what will help to let go of this feeling? This is a particularly Western feeling, particularly Americans are really good at this. part of it is the, it's a speculation on my part, but a couple different things of the, the Christian conditioning is. And how do you say the particular Christian conditioning in this country lends itself to a very puritanical view of oneself and one's relationship to the universe, to the world, and it's overseen by a punitive God, deity, these are simplifications, but it has a particular effect, and even if one grew up in a agnostic or even atheist family, it's in the cultural perspective, it's in the cultural mix. We swim in it, so the ability to very consciously. very overtly apply the mind to say like this, loving kindness and really drawing it in to the heart, the sense of this is giving a certain respect and acknowledgement to oneself and to care for oneself. There's a lot of within a particular American culture, a very strong competitive and therefore comparing quality, and that has that that's I think that's a sort of inheritance of the from the early days of the founding of the nation, this incredible competitive drive, push to always gain, to get, to go ahead, to move. I heard somebody say that sort of for in American culture, it's always been a movement. There's always a movement to the next thing, the next place, the next better situation. There's always been this movement to move and get something more, to get something better, and of course, in doing that, you're competing with others and struggling against others. It's an ongoing process. And they were sort of comparing Americans to Canadians, and all that Canadians ever wanted to do was survive the winter. So, but those are those kind of the very deep cultural perspectives and assumptions of a personhood, both in relationship to others, but then also in relationship to the kind of the, you know, that's where, you know, Christian conditioning has a very powerful in the culture.